And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got a cool text. Michael from Moores Mill. Michael from Moores Mill says, I'm off work early. I'm headed to Tennessee to put in an application for my dream job. And I got the Right Side boys to keep me company on the way up. Living the dream, man. Well, I am proud to hear that. Thank you for making us a part of it. Hey, Michael, blessings on you in the name of Jesus. Go get that job, man. Get her done. I like it. Keep us posted, as a matter of fact. All right, so I'm in the shutdown Shinola piece. And listen, I want to make sure that you hear me say, you know, all the comments I've got here about the shutdown, the machinations by the Democrats, the things that the Republicans are standing for. But I don't want you to hear it just from me. I want you to hear it from Speaker Johnson himself. He and Majority Leader Thune in the Senate have been staying the course. They're not caving to the Democrats' pressure, but they're also making a pretty solid case for what it is they're trying to accomplish. I'm going to call up clip number two, if you don't mind. Audio clip number two. This is Speaker Mike Johnson just a couple of days ago speaking about the government shutdown and what it is the Democrats are asking for and what they're offering. Play it.
It would send $500 million to liberal news outlets by refunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It would also restore up to $5 billion to liberal news.
I want to make sure you know what he's saying. What he's doing right here is saying, in the midst of this government shutdown, part of what the Democrats are demanding is $1.6 trillion-ish in new spending to be tacked on to the continuing resolution. In other words, they don't just want a level fund to keep things moving while they work on the budget process. They want new spending. And they want the new spending for their pork projects, and he's naming the pork projects. Part of it is upfunding PBS again, which we just defunded. Go ahead.
Outlets by refunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It would also restore up to $5 billion of American taxpayer funds for wasteful spending for international projects. Here's a couple of examples. This is in their legislation, their counterproposal on the CR to keep the lights open. This is what they want to do. They want to spend $24.6 million of your hard-earned dollars as a taxpayer for climate resilience in Honduras. They want to spend $13.4 million for civic engagement in Zimbabwe. They want to send $3.9 million for LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Western Balkans. They want to spend $2.9 million of your dollars for desert locust risk reduction in the Horn of Africa. And $2 million for, quote, organizing for feminist democratic principles in Africa. We are not doing that.
That's a great clip. That's what we're dealing with right now. That's exactly what we're. They don't care about your paycheck. They don't care about whether or not you're, you know, able to put food on the table. They don't care about whether you're having to dip into your savings or use your credit card. They don't care about that right now. They're demanding that the government stays shut down, which means you don't get a paycheck until they can get some stuff that they want. Now, let me ask you this. Who in our country benefits when you study the desert locusts in Zimbabwe? Who in our country actually benefits when they do LGBTQ2IA plus voting rights in whatever other third world country that was? Why do we have to worry about things like feminist rights and democracy in the Balkans with our tax dollars at all? There is no good answer for this. None. That and more. They also, you know, they want to do things. One of the biggest things they want to do, and they can't get out of it, it's on page 57 of their spending bill. Democrats dropped their own version of a spending bill. They said, we'll do continuing resolution with these things added to it. Here's our bill. And theirs was twice as long as the one being offered by the Republicans. And on page 57 of that bill, I think it's section 2271, I'm going from memory, it specifically deals with things that would then fund the potential for Medicaid for illegal aliens. So, in my opinion, what we're watching here is the Democrats are willing to spend money, even if we don't have it, on useless projects in foreign countries and on funding of non-citizens for Medicaid inside our own borders who are here illegally. And if they can't get it, they'll shut off your paycheck even though you work for them. even though you're a citizen, even though you're a good taxpayer, even though you're a good steward, even though you go to work every day and do the things you've been tasked to do, they will shut it off if they can't get useless money to send to foreign countries or to fund illegal immigrants' Medicaid. That's just, to me, unconscionable.
While they still get paid.
While they still get paid. Yeah. That's, listen, a bunch of our Republicans have decided not to take pay during this time.
Katie Britt
did. I think Tuberville did. I believe most of our Republican congressmen did. I don't know. Are any Democrats refusing to take pay right now? Do you know?
I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen any talking about it.
Nope. The ones that want to redistribute the wealth. They don't want to redistribute their own wealth.
No. Can't do that. That makes no sense, JP. Why would we do this? They're a bunch of low down. They're dirty. They're some snitches. I'm not a dog person. Speaker Johnson laid it out real clear. And what I love is the fact that Republicans are continuing to go out there. The problem you got is the media not talking about it. Were we on the air when I said that a while ago about the Wall Street Journal? We weren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It was on payday. Yeah. That some of the major legacy media outlets didn't even bother covering the shutdown at all on the day when people were not getting their paychecks. Now, President Trump took certain steps to make sure that the military got paid. What he did was he revised the usage of funds. He found somewhere in the neighborhood of $8.3 billion. He tasked his personnel with finding $8.3 billion to make payroll for the military. And he did it by taking some research dollars in the Pentagon and reassigning it to military pay. I love that. And all of y'all green suitors out there at Redstone and at places like Maxwell Air Force Base and Anniston Army Depot and other folks, listen, if you're one of those who received that paycheck as a green suitor, you can thank your president who bucked the system and decided it was easier to get forgiveness than permission sometimes. And he got you paid. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come back from this break. We're going to stay on it. Shut down Shinola. I got more. You want to text it in? Call it in. Same number for both, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Tell me if you're being affected by the shutdown, too. I'd like to know. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. We're glad you're with us. We'll get you all the way to go home time. Coming up here in about 20, 25 minutes or so, we'll jump into that thing we do every Friday called JP on Sports. So stand by for that one. We'll do it then. In the meantime, let's talk a little more about the shutdown Shinola. So I'm going to tell you a few things that may be between the lines, if you will, things you might not have heard. But I also want to point out to you things that the Democrats themselves are trying to do and get away with. So the other day at a town hall meeting, it was a CNN town hall, which, by the way, I saw the other night on Gutfeld. I love Tyrus's commentary. That guy's genius. I mean, he's the most. He does not look like he's going to come out with like this incisive commentary, and he does every time.
Which is so funny because when I was growing up, he was the funk master per wrestler, and now he's on Fox News every night. It's like, yeah,
nailing it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's like having Shrek give you like big commentary, you know. But anyway, I saw him say the other night that this CNN town hall. He said, like, why are we even talking about it? Who was there? Was anybody even there? There's like two chairs in the audience. So, but anyway, I don't know that that's the case. But I do know this: Bernie Sanders was there along with AOC. Oh boy, oh boy. And Bernie was asked a question by a young Republican, and who came up very respectfully, wearing a coat and tie. College student, and wanted to know some things and get Bernie's perspective on the pushback, you know, about the shutdown. Here's how that went. Play it.
Yes. Thank you for your time, Senator. How do you think this shutdown reflects on Chuck Schumer's leadership?
Well, I think it reflects more on Mike Johnson's leadership and President Trump's leadership. This is a leadership which said, it's okay to give a well, how do you feel? You tell me. You think it's a good idea to give $1 trillion in tax breaks?
All right, stop. Did you see the classic deflection? He was rambling, trying to find an answer, and then suddenly he realized, I got to throw it back at him. And so in classic Bernie, the hands went up, and the whole, the like the downward up above your head, pointing down finger.
How do you feel?
How do you feel about this? How do you feel about it? All right, play it.
Richest people in the country and then make massive cuts to healthcare for working class people?
I think Chuck Schumer has voted for continuing resolutions 13 times in the last 4 years, and he has the opportunity to vote for one again, but he's refusing to come to the table.
Well, I think, look, as I have said.
look.
There are 53 Republicans right. in the Senate, correct?
That's right.
They need 60. What does that mean? It means you have to talk to the other side.
What are we talking
Mike
about?
Mike Johnson is not talking. John Thune is not talking. President Trump is not talking. That is the problem.
Well, they say their position.
Stop it there. You saw something. Was it Caitlin Collins that looked at Hakeem Jeffries, you said the other day?
Yeah. It was either her or one of the CNN anchors.
How'd that go? Hakeem was saying something about Johnson won't talk to him. Or
Hakeem said, well, President Trump hasn't granted Johnson permission to speak to us. And then that's when the CNN anchor said, well, have you, you know, tried? Have you walked down to his office? And that's when Hakeem said, well, I mean, it's not even worth trying because, you know, he won't talk to me. So it's not even worth trying. It's like, so you haven't even tried. Like, they're just, it's pathetic. It's pathetic.
It really is. And it's entirely lame. And then Bernie went back to his mantra. Well, how do you feel about good tax cuts for billionaires? And I'm like, what? How about this? Paychecks for working class folks who are doing their government job.
Yeah.
How hard is that?
But like you said, the deflection where he said his claim of, well, actually it's on President Trump and Thune and all that. And then he didn't even go into his answer. He just goes, well, how do you think about it? Yeah, like he said his claim, but then he couldn't even back up his claim with anything.
You know, for a second there, you were Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my gosh. would it help if I do the hand motions?
Hey, do the hand motions when you're doing it. And raise your voice. By the way, did you ever see the old Muppet Show? I know.
Yeah. I grew up watching the Muppets. Yeah.
He's one of the old guys up in the balcony.
It's like him and Joe Biden would be the two.
All right. Okay. Here's one of the things that's happening behind the scenes. Really not behind the scenes, but it's one of the things that's happening because of all this. I got a piece here from Fox Dateline 2 days ago. Trump is using the government shutdown right now to do something no president has ever done. Trump does a lot of things no president's ever done, doesn't he? I mean, he's not afraid to get out there and do things. You know why? Because he brings in a great deal of business sense. Now, we've had some prior businessmen becoming, you know, politicians, but not to the extent that President Trump has. President Trump has years and years of experience at working the hard deals and getting straight to the point and not keeping around people who aren't going to perform. He's using right now, according to Fox News, Trump is turning crisis into clarity, freezing $26 billion in blue state pork, halting green energy pet projects, and directing departments to prepare their reduction in force plans as part of a broader review of spending and accountability. What's happening right now is that the Democrats have opened the door for Trump to do a reduction in force, because if he does not have the money to maintain people, he can declare a need for a RIF and people will lose their jobs. If they are not otherwise deemed essential to the running of government and therefore they're going to get funded, to some degree, there are jobs that are considered to be indispensable. They're essential, and they will continue. You can't cut certain things off. But if you're not declared essential and we don't have enough money to pay you, guess what we're looking at? The Democrats have now fueled the possibility for a reduction in force and government begins to shrink. That's what's happening. And I'm telling you right now, you guys, those of y'all that get riffed, you have Schumer to thank for it. By the way, I am not heartless when I say this. I hate for anybody to lose their job. I also know that government is bloated. Absolutely is bloated. And a reduction in force is absolutely within the purview of the executive branch, but it has now been forced upon him because of this very thing. OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, confirmed that federal layoffs have indeed begun, with cuts underway in the Health, Homeland Security, and Commerce departments. Washington calls it chaos. This particular author at Fox calls it a cleanup. He calls it a reckoning long overdue in the deep state swamp. Points out, too, the administration ordered federal agencies to prepare their reduction of force plans, signaling that Trump is going to fire bureaucrats who treat tax dollars like entitlements. And no past president has ever dared to do that. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. A couple other pieces in here. You heard about the troops, and I mentioned a moment ago, that Trump was able to slice off some funding that came from the R&D sector in the Department of War and pay the troops this time. Can't do that forever. You would think that Democrats, especially, you know, there's hardly anybody that doesn't have a military presence in their state. There's going to be an Air Force base, a naval station. There's going to be an Army post. There's going to be something. At the very least, you've got Guard and Reserve, right? Democrats are the most clueless, can't-read-the-room people I have ever seen, especially when you say things like this. The Hill has an article that came out a few days ago. Representative Jim Himes, who is a Democrat from Connecticut, when asked whether or not Trump could use these other dollars to pay troops, he said, no, it's probably not legal. You know what? I would just not step on that landmine if I were you. You just, that's a self-inflicted wound. You do not have to go there, Representative Jim Himes, Democrat from Connecticut. But you did go ahead. You did. You took the inside words and made them outside words. And now everybody knows that Democrats are willing to say, screw you. We don't want any creative ideas. We can't let you pay people when we're trying to get them not paid. That's what it boils down to. The other thing that's out there, here's one for you. The WIC program. The WIC program is basically it's the assistance that's provided to pregnant women, new moms, young children for federal food assistance, and it's struggling. That program is struggling, and it's due to run out of money. And so Trump has said that he is working to use newly acquired tariff funds. Think about that. He's got new revenue. Why don't we use it? Hey, I tell you what. Let's feed the pregnant women, the new moms, and the young children during the government shutdown. And so right now, according to KCRA.com, which is KCRA is a local news, I believe, out of Kansas, points out that Trump has said that he is working right now to use brand new tariff funds to feed those most precious among us. Now, when we come back from this break, we're going to wrap this up with a discussion about what do you think? Is there a mark on the calendar? Is there a place where Democrats are like, okay, when we get past this thing, let's vote? I don't know, but some think it's this weekend. I'll tell you why. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, coming up here in a few minutes, don't forget, after the next break, we'll come back and we'll just put aside politics and policy and all that for a few minutes and dive on into some JP on sports. Why? Because it's Friday. That's why. I will tell you, too, though, there's a thing about this government shutdown. Part of this shutdown shinola is the real sense. It's not even a sense. But this is politically motivated. This is not ideological. This is not about why they really have to have that extra money, because there's an important thing. Now, what you got here is a purely political calculus. Use that term if you want to when you're talking to folks having those water cooler conversations or that, you know, that sidebar with somebody at Sunday school. Tell them this is a purely political calculus. Pray tell, what do you mean by that? Well, there's a political gain here. The Democrats are scared to death of the fact that they've got a liberal base, a progressive base that so hates Trump that it hates Trump more than it loves America. And they do not want Trump to have sway over anything. And they do not want to see regular order on the appropriations process take place. And they do not want to know that Republicans were in charge and actually got a true budget passed when they were in charge for years and couldn't get it done. And they passed CR after CR after CR because they wouldn't do regular order business. Republicans are almost there. For years, they've not had the ability to get a budget passed. They're about to get a budget passed. And all they're asking for is a chance to have a few more weeks. Weeks, that's all it is. Weeks to get the budget passed. Democrats won't do it. Political calculus. They don't want this. But here's the other piece. Part of it is, in order to pander to their base, they need to be able to say this weekend, because we now have the No Kings rally. Whoa, the No Kings rally. What is that? That's where every nose ring and body piercing and pink hair around the nation gathers on the Washington Mall and screams about how they hate America. In fact, I'll tell you this. I've got an article here from Yellowhammer News right here in Alabama. Speaker Mike Johnson and Governor-elect National Championship winning
coach. Does it actually say that?
It says that in the article. I just realized it. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville will continue pressuring the Democrats to get the government open while highlighting that their fear of their own liberal base is paralyzing them because they're having what he calls, what Speaker Johnson calls, the Hate America rally this weekend, meaning they got a bunch of their lib progressives coming to town and they want to be able to say while they're there, see, we're standing up to them. They don't want to shut down right before they get there to town.
By the way, who wrote that Yellowhammer article? I feel like I know who, if it's a governor-elect.
Oh, that'd be Dale Jackson.
Yes, it's
I didn't even realize you said that. Dale Jackson wrote that.
Yeah.
And then here's the other piece. I got a piece from USA Today, Dateline, a couple of days ago. Two of President Donald Trump's cabinet secretaries said that Democrats are keeping the government closed for the sake of their No Kings mass protests scheduled for Saturday, October 18th. The comments made on same Fox Business show on October 13th echo those of congressional Republicans who have now blamed the two-week-long shutdown on going into third week now, saying they want to keep the government closed until after the protests so they can show their party activists that they're pushing back on the Trump administrations. Listen, I believe that. I do. I believe that. I believe the Democrats are truly holding out on a purely political calculus. This is not about what Schumer says. We're just looking out for the little man. No, they're not. The little man's not getting his paycheck. We're just looking out for the best interest of the people. No, you're not. They're getting laid off because of you. They're not getting paid because of you. They can't go to the park because of you. They can't see their contracts through because of you. They're not doing this for the little man. It's a purely political calculus. And a part of that political calculus is, oh, crap, we got the big rally this weekend. We can't cave before the rally or they'll talk about us. We can't have them coming knocking on our doors while we're in D.C., while they're in D.C. You know, all the crazies, they'll come in and they'll march on us, too. It'll be pitchforks and torches. Okay, all right, we'll stick it out through the weekend. You watch.
But that's what it's so hypocritical about people like Bernie Sanders and AOC, where their whole mantra is fighting for this is why they call themselves democratic socialists, because they're fighting against the elite, the powerful of America, for the middle class, you know, blue collar person, the government worker. But yet they are literally playing political games while they're getting paid off of the backs of those people that they're claiming to be fighting for. So it's just like, it's so backwards and hypocritical that they're shutting the government down. So these people that they say to be fighting for are getting paychecks, but yet they're rich and are getting paid through it. It's like, oh no, don't take my paycheck away. Of course.
And by the way, I don't think it was a single Democrat who said, Mr. President, while we're shut down, there's a way you can pay the troops.
Yeah. The White House, I believe, has the one that came up with that. But then the Democratic representative says, well, I don't even think that's legal.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's okay. You're on the wrong side of this.
Like
one.
A subtle way of saying, we should challenge this. Should we challenge this? I think we might. I don't know. Can we challenge this?
Yeah.
You watch. All right, you guys, we're about to head to a break. Let me get a few text messages before we go. Sandy from Harvest says, way too sane, sir. The Dems cannot see any reason that will benefit their radical agenda. They have given in to the cause of hate. Maybe the shutdown will finally shut them down. We can only pray. Sandy, wow. Yep.
By the way, Dana from Athens, Texas said Bernie and Joe are going to be a Muppets meme before the day's over. There actually already is one. I looked it up, and it's pretty funny if you look on that.
Holy cow.
It's uncanny.
Holy cow. If y'all are watching the live stream right now, you're watching the comparison of what it looked like with Biden and Bernie standing next to each other and comparing that to the old man Muppets in the balcony. It looks just like them.
It's uncanny. It's funny.
That's great. Stephen from Athens says, Phil, you're talking about all of our money going to the ridiculous programs in foreign countries? Yeah. My belief for a long time has been that the funding of those programs come with kickbacks for the Democrats who advocate them for the EU. We found out about some of those. We did. There was a USAID office that was centered on Africa that they discovered all kinds of graft and corruption on, and that there were any number of kickbacks, at least for the staff. I don't know about the actual Democrats, but I am not going to be a bit surprised, man, not at all, to find out that there's some backdoor something-somethings coming on for some people because of all the money going to strangeness that you never hear about or need, and they don't even want. There's nobody in Zimbabwe looking for something about LGBTQ2IA plus voting rights. Okay. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, JP on sports, coming up next.